But it's Skanksgiving. I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
Random urination on Skanksgiving is a guy given right.
Just you know what? I almost had a protest today.
It's the 11th commandment. You may pee on Skanksgiving.
Because Deer Bruce is already playing Christmas music.
I have no problem with that.
On Skanksgiving, Tony. Santa doesn't fill your stocking with skanks.
He fills it with his dick.
The turkey fills your stocking with skanks, just as Jesus intended.
Just as a Tyrannosaurus Rex ancestor meant.
Just okay. What the laser raptors said they
so,
were.
No,
when they
no.
carved into
oh,
those
like you get a plate. Okay. You get a plate. All right, so we're going to start the recording off with a little instructions.
Okay.
There's a little plastic bottom to this.
Oh, okay.
Use that to keep yourself from getting all sticky. This thing will, if you leave liquid in it, dissolve.
Gotcha.
Be aware of that.
Science.
Okay. You've already fucked it up.
I did not.
Are you sure?
You shut up.
Can't say that for sure.
Does anybody else want a candy shot glass?
I'm good.
I don't like drinking Bud Light out of one of those things. So.
Probably not.
I'm at my limit.
Well, when I drink out of this, I'll have so issues.
I'm going to try some cherry vodka in my shot glass.
I'm going to have a sip of water out of my
I plan
Hulk
on being
cup.
Overhung tomorrow.
Oh, it's an Avengers cup. God damn
overhung.
It.
I don't have to be where I'm going to be until 3:30 tomorrow.
Oh, fuck. When is Thanksgiving at my family?
Probably at like...
tomorrow.
It's like noon or some shit.
You're recording.
Try Sarah-cop.
Are you going? That's weird.
Not my parents.
Be at your house.
It's not my parents.
It's early.
Oh,
it's like an hour long thing.
What?
It's
like we'll be done before you wake up.
8 o'clock in the morning?
Well,
no, my family does Thanksgiving like super early. They're all old. It'll be at like 11 or noon.
It's like dinner at like 10 o'clock, 10:30?
Yeah.
Well, it's like all the cousins come and they all have other families to be at.
Yeah.
So.
Is it like the other secret family?
How is it with that we're not invited to?
Mm.
No, like dad's
tastes kind of like cough syrup.
And here.
That's what I was afraid of.
And my brothers?
No, it will melt. Were you not listening to the instructions?
I'm sitting there for a little bit. So
that anything that sits in... Yeah. That, kind of picks up the candy cane, the peppermint flavor.
See, I can see it's already...
There's a lot of discussion about the logistics of these shot glasses, but I feel like there shouldn't be.
like, take the shot.
Like it's just
I already weird. Did. That's my second.
Gross. This is what Skanksgiving has become.
This is what Skanksgiving has always been.
I know. It's all your variety of liquors and me just disapprovingly telling you it's gross.
While you drink beer after beer.
Yeah. I don't know. St. Louis Wine Company was a good choice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Austin. Well, I was with you, Alex. Have a better jerk.
That's sweet vanilla sex. They're better when they're like fresh.
Fresh jerk.
This was a problem with the jerk.
Yeah, when you get that jerk nice and fresh.
Fresh jerk to completion.
To completion.
It,
I think dry rub jerk is the best.
It wasn't
that
enthusiastic
seems,
jerk.
That seems dicey. seems like you need an expert to make to really efficiently get a dry rub jerk.
It seemed like
right where
I
you
started,
want it.
They are experts.
I just didn't want to stop, but it's not like I wanted to finish. I just didn't want to stop.
What are we talking about?
Does it matter?
Skanksgiving.
Can I have soju, please? After you.
Such a magical.
Song. Pour that for her because
oh,
it's, you should not pour soju for yourself.
Really? Why is
you
that?
Should not. It's tradition.
Oh.
Racist.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's Korean. It's their tradition.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Cultural appropriation.
Oh, I'm spilling.
I mean, it's alcohol appropriation already.
Yes.
It's okay to drink other alcohols. It's just not okay.
We're supporting their economy.
Boom.
Did you hear about the yoga supposed? Class in, I think
yes.
it was in Canada,
was
that,
it
got
Canada?
That got shut down because they said it was offensive? And this is something that was interesting to me because they're like, well, yoga is used in, like, religion. Our religion, so it's you can't just do yoga
Who's
without the religion.
Whose religion?
I can't remember.
India.
Hindu or something.
I just have
people.
A hard time imagining like Hindus like being offended by it, you know, like, or
extremist Buddhists.
They probably they were probably offended by the lack of yoga
pants. I'm literally serious that there is a bit of sweetness. An extremist Buddhist sect but that wants to just murder everyone who's not Buddhist.
I've never heard of this. This is fascinating.
I'll send you the article I wrote about.
I was saying I was expecting there to be a tiny bit of sweetness with that.
I'd
never had it.
There's nothing. No, it's just
nothing. No, it's just harsh, like the country.
It's just grain alcohol.
That's the stuff that Ben and John really likes, isn't it? They're always talking about soju.
Yeah. I really like soju. You can mix it with damn near anything.
This is naughty.
No, it's kinky.
Yeah,
it's different. It's also naughty.
That's
a
K.
It's a naughty fusion.
Ben likes everything Korean, though.
That could be his name.
What?
Oh, I was like everything Korean? Alex's new name is everything Korean.
What is going on? Is she just randomly renaming people over there?
I don't know.
Yes. Trying to.
Hey, now that we're all here and Lena's had some to drink, can you ruin her life for me? I want to watch it happen.
Oh, the same way my life was ruined.
I want you to look me in the eyes while he ruins your life.
You're going to shave your head?
No, it's worse than that.
It's worse.
It's worse.
No, over here. Over here. Just keep looking me in the eye. I need to see. I need to see the moment.
You're moving. You're leaving me.
I am moving,
I need to see the moment. There it is.
The last light.
I know.
So when are you leaving?
December 15th.
Is that
December 15th?
In preparation,
that's a payday.
In preparation for your new semester, or what's going on? Or just like too many outstanding warrants in Missouri? Or...
It's
Alec, too much of my advice.
I said this in the car. Alec's my bad.
Whoa.
Adam has ruined my life with his advice.
Listen, here's another piece of advice. Don't take any advice from Alex.
Where are you going?
Hey, I'm moving back to Reno.
You guys, Tony Mast is nearby.
With my mom.
Just like,
oh shit. That guy's an asshole.
Check in on Foursquare and make yourself the king of this place.
I'm the mayor of Tony Mast.
I just bust in here whenever I want. I'm like, Tony!
Just drive by every so often.
Check in. Flags.
Tony Foursquare says I own this place. It's time for the rent to be paid.
Please vacate immediately.
I don't know, Tony.
Foursquare is 9/10.
Do you feel $200 safe?
That's all right. We've got laser raptors. It's all good.
You know, this did kind of steal lightsaber source.
It did. Lightsaber source was first, so we have that.
Let's all for this Thanksgiving. Can we all just take a moment and bask in the knowledge that Alex has not seen any Star Wars movies?
Nice. Aaron has seen more Star Wars than Alex.
There is your shame.
So say we all.
There is your shame.
I feel no shame about
that. That reminds me. I went to a Catholic wedding while I was in California.
It's already a
Nobody
bad story.
Prepared me for what that
Isn't means. That awesome?
I knew that it was long. I didn't know.
Oh, wow. Mass wedding?
Calisthenics?
Yes. Oh, I didn't calisthenics? Know that there was so much audience participation.
Was it
shaking hands?
Was it Irish
Sit, stand, kneel, stand, kneel, stand.
Everyone
sit,
else knew the script
stand,
except for
walk
me.
Forward.
And then there's a
shake
part
hands.
Shape and
or hug
with you.
Or hug.
Oh,
I mean,
I've never been to a hug one.
Oh. Well, if you know the people you hug them,
depends on how hot that chick is next to you.
See, the key with Peace Be With You is you got to scope out all the sick people way ahead of time because you don't want to catch that shit.
That's really good.
these are godly words.
I was raised Catholic.
I was
just throwing that out there.
So was I. But
so I was
so worried.
My germophobia didn't happen until I moved in with Melina, and her germophobia, I got it by proxy.
You caught her germophobia?
Well, that's amazing. There's no escaping that.
No, so no. The Peace Be With You is also angling yourself so that you're within reach of the hot chick.
You don't know how this works out.
No.
That's for when
everyone
you go to Catholic
there
school.
Was apparently my cousin.
I just avoid sick.
That happens too.
That sounds right.
That I don't know. But they were like, cousin. I was like,
primos.
Yeah.
So we used to go to weddings in Quincy where my dad's from.
John Quincy Adams.
So I'd always have to hang with my cousins and be like, all right.
But if you're down to
is
do
that
stuff,
one? Okay, that's the one.
So there's this one part where the priest is like, not priest.
Yes,
Catholics
like,
are priests.
I have no
priest.
Like
Catholics
I
are priests.
I'm a deacon.
Also known as senior, also known as
bishop.
He's praying over the wafer and the wine, right? Yeah. So it becomes
the
transubstantiation.
So we're supposed to be praying, and I'm like, oh my god. I'm going to be the person who makes it so this does not become the blood of Christ. And they're all going to know.
No,
they all going
to
feel.
It's all right. We're used to lightning strikes.
Did they ring the bell?
I can't remember.
There should have been a bell.
I was literally sitting there thinking, it's my fault and this marriage is going to fail.
You don't believe that that's actually the body of Christ, though,
but
so why does it matter?
In that moment, it mattered.
Yeah, it's like, it's all going to be my fault.
It's not even Thanksgiving. The miracle can't even happen.
Did you eat that fucking dry, awful cookie?
No.
Oh, I love
I'm
God.
Not allowed to take it. I was really, yeah. I was like really have that scared. Working for a half hour.
Oh, yeah.
I was really scared because everyone started going up to take communion or whatever, you know, whatever.
Should
it
not have been a scary experience.
And I was like, Mom,
snack time.
Do I have to do this? She's like, no, you can't.
Actually, you're not supposed
to. Technically, you cannot.
Yeah, I've done it once. Yeah.
Blasphemer. She stole the body of Christ, you guys.
No.
You
was
fucking cannibal.
God damn you, literally.
The blood
God
of,
damn you.
The blood of Christ, though, Jesus was tanked.
Yeah,
it's my church never did that, which
it was
always
a very...
What?
We just had body.
Really? That's not even Catholic.
Now that I'm older, it squeezes me out that everyone's drinking out of that same cup.
Yeah,
I'm actually
well,
not
a lot
okay
of churches.
That.
The little plastic one.
Yeah,
right?
When I took
weird
it, it was just a little like shot of Christ.
If you don't drink out of a gold chalice,
Christ.
It doesn't count.
If you're not drinking out of a gold chalice, then
the
what
first,
man,
the first time
it's
I
not
had
holy.
The first time I had the blood of Christ was actually the summer that we were in Italy.
What are we calling the blood of Christ?
Shot of Christ.
Oh, we're
literally,
actually
no,
talking
literally
about church
is the blood
still
of Christ I was in.
Church
like,
wine.
This isn't a weird like period story.
Church wine,
or...
church wine.
Second grade.
I always love how at the end you can always see like the priest. It's like looking and like I gotta finish this, and like depending on which one it was like all right, or.
There's not enough in here.
Yeah.
To make it worth.
Or there's way too much in here.
Oh,
that was very seldom the case. Then.
Yeah.
No, the. We.
It was like Flavor Flav.
wine glasses.
What is this?
The big fucking wine glasses.
Like you gotta cup the balls.
Secure the bottom.
You gotta cup the balls.
Yeah.
Work the shaft, cup the balls. Guzzle.
Kayla, if you thought that was bad, I was in a quinceañera for neighbor.
Nobody
like,
here
I,
thinks
I was in it. I was one of the dancers.
Nobody here thinks that's bad.
I begged my mother for a quinceañera, and you know what she told me? You're not Hispanic. And you know what I am? Hispanic. I was robbed.
I didn't get a quinceañera either.
Yeah, what the fuck is
nothing
this?
You
I like how
the
pointing in the neck started when you
said I still wore the dress. They weren't going to take that from me. Right.
Nobody can take that from you, Adam.
You know I love me a man in drag.
Who doesn't?
A bar mitzvah and a quinceañera.
You
had a
shit.
Very multicultural childhood. Reading the Torah was a little rough, but...
Was it a werewolf bar mitzvah?
Boys becoming men.
Men becoming wolves. Hey, this is Tony.
This is... I already forgot my name.
Vanilla sex.
Oh,
it's
God.
Thanksgiving.
Sweet vanilla sex.
Sweet vanilla
wait, wait,
sex.
Wait. This is Tony.
Oh, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
How have we forgotten how to do this already?
I had to do it in the proper voice.
This is sweet vanilla sex.
This is Lena.
This is my bicep.
Oh my god.
You have awesome pecs. Damn epic pecs.
Thanks, bro.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We are the Backseat Producers.
This is serious business, you guys.
Games.
I don't get paid millions of dollars a year to do this for you guys to make a joke of it.
What other little ones you have?
I've got Bacardi Big Apple.
No.
Cannon Blast.
Wait, Big Apple?
What's that black one?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that green apple?
It's bigger than the little apple.
It's apple rum.
It's big apple.
Intensely green. Delicious.
Is it like American apple?
Oh, no, this is
like
rum. Take a
bigger
rum.
Than your apple?
It's three olives. Grape.
That's grape.
Oh, can I have that one?
We have grape. Okay. We've got cherry and soju.
I'm taking the grape.
And you
I'm sticking with the 100 proof peppermint schnapps.
It's making me cringe.
Peppermint Boy, schnapps and a peppermint
is that the same Rumbleman's Fallen as like last year?
Yep.
Oh, you're aging it.
Yeah. It just gets sweeter.
It doesn't get sweeter. I don't think that's how chemistry works.
It's not. You're right.
I know.
No, at some point it might crystallize, though.
Gross. Then you can eat it like rock candy.
You just smoke it like meth.
Shh. You're becoming
Heisenberg. That's the after party.
You're becoming Heisenberg just really slowly.
He's in the 30-year meth plan.
You are the one who waits.
Patience is a virtue.
No half measures.
Say my name.
Oh, that's good.
Does it sound like it was?
It sounded like you instantly became a 90-year-old smoker.
That's just good.
Yeah.
That's good. Stick it in your throat.
That's good. I already peed once.
What's all right. happening?
I'm not sure. Hey, you got a PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any games to play with
you're
you.
You're my friend on the PS4. We're friends. On
News
the
PS4.
We are.
We don't play any of the same games.
No, we don't.
Speaking
we
of,
could.
More importantly, when are we going to play some StarCraft co-op? I finished it, by the way.
I haven't finished it yet. I kind of get busy with work.
Did you finish the Protoss campaign?
No, I have not finished
the Protoss campaign. After the Protoss campaign.
I know there was like an epilogue.
It's, you can see that it's locked when you try to hit it.
There's like an epilogue campaign.
Someone forgot his Easy Bake Oven.
I didn't forget it. I just chose not to bring it because
we have one here.
I think I told you last week that you were going to forget it, too.
I don't know, yeah. It was a short week this week, Alex. That means I had to condense a lot of wasting time into 3 days.
Oh, that's true.
It's hard work.
Boy, I had to go home early on Monday because Peach was violently ill.
I had to go.
That was the Sausage Fest dog.
I know.
Violently ill.
We love Peach.
Yeah.
Our Lady of Sausage Fest.
Yeah. The Princess of Sausage Fest.
So, I loved that, that gift that Sam.
Oh my God.
It's fantastic.
That was awesome.
So Peach got her stomach cut open and had some stuff pulled out that she wasn't supposed to eat.
As dogs do.
Yep. And now she's sleeping in my office, hopefully. Or she's tearing apart my office.
Or she's back eating everything in your house.
Or show them. Or she's constantly backing up, trying to get out of the cone on her head.
Oh, yeah. Those cones are the worst.
Worthy, right?
Is it a tiny cone because she's so tiny?
Yeah.
It's a little
tiny cone. What I'm worried about, though... is I'm not sure, like, if the cone completely... I think the cone completely blocks her. But she's, like, super long. So, like, I don't know if she can still... Like, I don't know if she can still lick herself. I didn't test it out because I didn't want her to try, but...
I would imagine she can't.
I think she's...
The thing is, even if she tried, it would hurt her to bend. Because if she had her stomach cut open...
Did you see the guy with a 19-inch dick?
No.
Wait, what?
There's a video, there's a video on TMZ of this dude with a 19-inch dick.
Yeah,
and like,
how much have you had to drink already?
Enough. This is a hard conversation to launch into.
So So like, there's this weird video. This guy's like,
this is relevant to my interests.
Shut up! He needs to finish the story.
How do you get one of these? Go.
And where is this video?
Here was a blank check. It's on TMZ. So this guy,
quick,
TMZ. It's weird because he's like got it wrapped in something, and it's like,
is it
it's like the size of a baseball bat around.
Is it wrapped like a cinnamon bun?
I think I've seen this.
And like at one point, he's like flopping it around, and they put it on a scale, and it weighs 2 pounds.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
And they're blocking out, like, with the black bar, like, where it meets his crotch, but not the shaft and head itself.
What? Well, because it's wrapped up. To see that it's wrapped attached up to a human being. Yeah.
There's a spider.
Why?
No, it's a stink bug. It was crawling on the ceiling earlier.
You guys need to learn how to handle your booze.
They're spiders!
Lena is already trashed. No, we've been here for 20 minutes.
I'm gonna peel.
Actually, we've been here for longer than that.
At one point,
Fury end to end.
At one point, he's sitting there, and he lifts it up. And like his torso is short enough that he kind of hunches over. And he's like smacking his face with it.
No. That's the video I want to see.
No. Is it?
Yes.
I can't handle
it. It's weird.
I feel like if you have a 19-inch penis, like if you get an erection, you would just pass out.
Yeah, you think.
You fall forward. Just like
the momentum. Just
the rest of you just like shrivels.
Like
you just desiccate.
Like I feel like that guy may have had some augmentation done.
No,
I don't think so.
Who would do that to themselves?
I mean, looking at the
lots of people.
No,
looking at the like the hovel this guy was living in.
The hovel,
yeah.
If this is the same person I'm thinking of, he's like, this dick has ruined my life. Like,
well, so there was one guy whose penis
like
was
this
like,
literal hold dick.
There was this
of all
one
the
guy
with 19-inch dicks that I know.
There's this one guy in South America whose penis was so big that it hurt him.
Right.
And he had to have surgery to get it reduced.
This guy should, because like...
How much research have you done into this?
Like, this guy said he can't go to church because he can't kneel down.
Well, I mean, that's not a negative.
Make it dirty.
I can't go to church. My penis will touch the ground. Okay.
That's a sin.
It is.
Have the priest expel the demons.
His name was Tripod.
I think the priest will die trying to expel the demons.
Is that what we said? I got you.
So we watched Kung Fury this week.
Yes, we did.
This week, a little bit ago.
Sort of. I've watched it a couple times already, and
I've watched it twice now.
Spoiler. I may just watch this every day for the rest of my life.
I've watched it four times
because I missed part of it, so now I've seen all of it.
I watched it 4 times today.
I may watch it 4 more times
today.
And
then Artemis told me to watch the music video because... The Hoff has a music video for the song.
Well, he sings the last song in it.
Yeah, that's the video.
Action!
And at the end, he and Kung Fury are riding away on the
eagle?
The T-Rex.
Oh.
The Hoff.
As you do. Well, yeah, the eagle's the Nazi.
Hoff's kind of a Nazi.
Yeah, you remind me of
I heard that somewhere.
Of who?
So is the previous Pope.
Okay.
That's Rats literal.
Now I understand why the Germans love the Hoff.
No, the last Pope was a Nazi youth.
His name was Ratzinger.
His name was Ratzinger?
Mm-hmm.
His name was before he took
he
the Pope's
a pope.
Name.
Oh, I didn't know.
Before he poped up.
Don't play this game with me, Alex.
Sorry, I...
Is this like some Catholic like pissing contest?
Yeah, we're showing our Catholic
peen. Everywhere.
including...
You've seen Colbert
what?
Nerd
what
out.
What about me?
I mean, yeah. What came first? Oh, watching Colbert nerd out is just a thing of beauty. Like whatever he's nerding out about. Watch him nerd out about Tolkien, anything. Oh, it's so good.
So what did everybody think of Kung Fury? Austin.
Give it a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10 what?
Doesn't matter.
Nazi.
It does matter.
7 out of 10 shots to the dick.
Yeah, you don't want 7 out of 10 shots to dick.
I told.
That's because the other 2 shots were to your shoulder, so you could uncover your dick and get a shot.
Let's talk about Tony.
The last shot is the T-Rex ripping your head off.
I was going to say, let's talk about Tony taking 10 minus 7 just now. Getting 2.
I get the third one in there.
He corrected it.
I had a plan. I'm not that drunk.
Like Cylons.
I retroactively made the plan work.
Did you
like the Cylon?
Did you? I don't feel like you did.
I got 10 in there.
I feel like when your plan is God did it, that's not a plan. That's not a plan.
That wasn't the plan.
That's a series of random occurrences.
That wasn't the plan.
That was kind of the plan.
That's what made the plan faulty.
Oh.
Did you ever see the plan?
Yeah, I saw the plan.
I don't know if we're talking about
Battlestar Galactica and how there was no plan. Like, every episode they're like, and they have a plan. There was no plan.
There was a plan.
Like, that was the mystery of the show. Why do they keep telling me they have a plan? They don't have a plan. No one knows what's going on.
It was just a bad plan that didn't work.
It was the plan was, we'll attack the humans, and then there was no plan past that. But the show went on for 6 seasons.
Six glorious
seasons. 5 seasons and then like 2 half seasons.
Well, and then there was Caprica.
Anyway.
Right. Action! Kayla, what'd you think?
I had no clue what I was getting into.
No, you didn't.
When you started this. And I absolutely loved it. I'm still loving it. Like, I'm still...
Like you want to turn around and have me start it back up.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of like...
Please.
Is, the main character, the actor's name is
Sandberg.
Sandberg.
He wrote it. He directed it. He starred in it.
Is he related to?
No, it not at all.
Okay,
Andy.
But that's Sandberg.
Oh, see, I'm whatever.
Racist.
Yes.
All white highly, names sound but... alike.
All Jewish names sound alike.
Whatever.
Jeez.
My door, knocker says Goldberg. I got an in.
Here's the thing, man.
Or Goldstein. Fuck, it says Goldstein.
Is that what you call
it? It's 30 racist. Minutes of the moment I want to live in forever.
That's accurate. Yeah.
See, that was what the 80s were like.
No, it was
it
not.
It really was exactly what the 80s were like.
What you thought the 80s were like in the 80s because all you were doing was coke.
Action.
Yeah. Everyone thought that's what their lives was like, but it was actually not like that at all.
But it was
except Hackerman. I know it was a lot like of people Serpico. Who looked like him.
It was like Serpico.
There was a lot of people that looked like Hackerman.
That's true.
It was a lot of
people. People who looked like Hackerman well into the 90s and beyond.
My cousin's husband looked like Hackerman.
You know that wasn't really the 80s though, because there were no shoulder pads.
It also came out in 2015.
Well, I mean, yeah.
There was also a ton of anachronisms throughout.
There weren't really a lot of women there. That's where the shoulder.
That's what I mentioned the 80s were like.
No, not women.
A
lot of women.
Just a huge sausage fest.
Not the good
kind. Not the good kind. The cancer's okay kind.
I mean, they reference Viagra. Cancer. They reference Viagra, which didn't come out to the 90s.
That's not what clued me in that this was not actually the 80s.
Was it the Power Glove, which also did not come out to the 90s?
It was not that either. It was the two gentlemen fighting over the boombox.
Mm.
I just assume in the 80s that happened peacefully without any issue.
They would fight over shoes. Yeah. It would have been fighting over shoes.
Nikes.
What the fuck was happening in the 80s?
People still fight over Nikes, man.
They kill over that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's none of this cops killing people because they're assholes. It was you killed over shoes in the 80s. It was serious IR shit. Bitches.
Man, this is the and decade you're trying to convince me is awesome.
Yep.
The 80s is not awesome.
This should have convinced you that the 80s was awesome.
This was not the 80s. This was awesome, and the 80s are separate.
But this was in the 80s.
Yep.
By transference.
He's like, it's Adolf Hitler. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, he was a kung fu master.
Yeah,
30 years ago in the future.
Clearly, Fox News did not exist.
He changed his name to Kung Fuhrer.
Speaking of, are you going to watch that Man in the High Castle?
I'm going to.
That looks good.
It does look good. It looks really good. It's in the queue. I got like 140 some things on my DVR.
It's
right
on
now.
Amazon, right?
Yep.
What is it?
And they just added Amazon Video to the PS4. I noticed that when I started this up. Yeah. I just noticed that this evening.
I never turn my PS4 on.
Well, there you go.
It updates silently, unless you tell it not to.
Hold on. You can put it in two modes. Do you have a PS4?
No. But
Alex, whose team are you on? Are you on a forum?
I'm on Team PC.
The fuck is that?
He's not allowed on the other forums, Adam. We are.
He signed a contract.
Do not compete. Alex is on a Soylent forum. And so they're not okay with
forum?
Him. They're not okay with him being on the forum.
Can't take you anywhere.
Is that kind of like Fear the Boot?
It's kind of.
I got on the forum because I wanted to read about, like, people mix it with shit.
Mm.
So, like, they add a bunch of flavoring. They mix probably, it with coffee.
Probably Rumplemints, 100-proof pepper.
They actually mix it with alcohol a lot.
Why wouldn't you?
People found that, like, when you mix it with the alcohol, because it's, like, food and alcohol at the same time, you just keep going.
No.
Yeah.
You keep going like what?
Guinness.
Because like you keep don't going doing you what? Don't get hungry and it stays in your system longer.
Hold on,
like
I don't stop drinking because I get hungry. I stop drinking because
you
I,
die.
I have alcohol poisoning. I'm gonna die. Or Art gives me a concussion.
To be, you stopped drinking before Art gave you that concussion.
I didn't. It wasn't Art who gave you the concussion.
It was Sam that gave you the concussion via Art. Yeah,
that's true. Art was just the medium.
He was the weapon of choice.
Yeah, you don't say, hey, that baseball bat gave me a concussion. You say, hey, that guy's humping that baseball bat into my eye socket gave me that concussion.
I said that last Thursday. Exactly.
Melina's like, you kept talking about how insecure you were about your weight. And I'm like, Melina.
When?
You cannot take anything I said seriously. I have zero recollection of that evening past 9:30.
I recall you talking about your weight, but also like taking your shirt mostly off. I didn't feel like you were insecure.
It was, no, it had everything to do with hemlock.
Yeah. Like a celebration. Hemlock.
Ugh, I can't even look at you. I'm staring right at you, but I can't look at you. Like, you make the rest of us, me, insecure about my weight.
I remember Adam standing on the left with his shirt up, and then Sam in the middle with his shirt up, and then I stood up and took my shirt up, and I was like, no, stop.
Sam does have tiny nipples, though.
He does.
I remember yelling at me about Dragon Ball Z.
Oh,
relentlessly.
Man. Hey, do you remember what that's called, where they've gone through and they cut out all the filler shit?
Abridged.
Dragon Ball Z Abridged?
No, that's not it.
Isn't that what it's
Dragon
called?
Dragon Ball Z Abridged, they also do a voiceover, which is fucking hilarious. Because
I found the parody one, but I don't want the parody one. Like, I would like actually watch the real show, but not 600
Where they take all the...
Brandon would know.
I don't even mind some of that.
Brandon would know.
Like a tasteful amount of that.
Just ask Brandon.
Just like side boob, like a tasteful amount of side boob.
All of it?
No, tasteful amount, Tony.
So just the hint, Tony, of a nipple?
They should be ashamed of their bodies. Tasteful amount. Come
Fair
on.
Enough.
Whose Fair team enough. Are you on here?
Team Skanksgiving. Lena, what'd you think? Of the movie,
of
by the way.
Sandwich.
Not of the side boob. We're past that. Oh, we're back to the movie.
Aren't we past? When did we get past that?
We'll come back to it. It's on the agenda. Tasteful side boob is third on the agenda. We gotta get through this first.
I said initially that
Kayla's with me.
Yeah, I said initially that 2 minutes in, I was just as happy as could be. But honestly, it was like I actually looked, and it was 19 seconds in. I had to check the time because I'm like, this is the best motherfucking thing I've ever seen.
At laser unicorns,
and I want to watch it over and over, and I will.
It was the word laser unicorns popping up, and
yes.
And the VHS tracking that, coming in. It was like, I'm sold for the rest of this.
It was almost instantaneous. I like this movie.
Being upset like, that it's only a half hour.
All right, Alex.
I like it a lot, but probably for very different reasons.
And they are?
So I...
Racist?
It's not so much
nature.
The nostalgia factor. It's one, it's hilarious, but two, it's all of the polish and how well thought out things are. Like, at the very beginning of the movie, there's that raptor head hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
It's the fucking raptor that he fights 1,000 years ago or something like that.
You mean...
thousands of years ago in the Viking age?
Yeah.
And the Viking... Barbariana
The sense of time is not great.
Barbariana
but
is
the Viking age.
The sorry, the one
Oh,
the
that explains the laser raptors. Fuck.
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 Right. Just the amount of polish. The VHS tracking. I forgot VHS tracking was a thing. Until I saw this movie,
and
I was
like, fuck VHS tracking.
I was like, oh. I was like, I remember that. That sucked.
I thought that went extinct like tens of years ago.
Yeah.
with the laser raptors.
I don't know, just the amount of polish, and it seems like it's a super low budget, but like the amount of polish on it and how well thought out all the props and everything were is like
Here's the thing that really got me about this.
It shocked me.
Like, the style is really fucking good.
Yeah.
And like the effects fit the style so well.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
And the effects aren't even that terrible. They could be so much worse.
I feel like they could have done the effects better, but it wouldn't have fit the style.
Like,
so
they
pulled it back.
Like Triceracop reminded me of that old dinosaur
yes.
dinosaurs movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I saw that, I was
you
like, that
the,
is where
is
that's
that the
The TV show?
Yeah,
it was the TV show.
The one that scared the fuck out
of me. I thought you were talking about Land Before Time.
Love how there's one scene toward the end where they show Triceracop and he's just like looking at the screen and just like looking around like you knew, like they did in 80s movies where they had some special effect that they put a lot of money into, that so they stayed on it for too long so they could show off that special effect. They did that in this without calling it out. They just held on it a little bit too long. It was like, man, that is so perfect.
Okay. Yeah, the effects in this, the computers, the shit that was on the computers was hilarious. Like, the guy's clearly not typing, he's just smacking his
laying
hands
his fingers over the keyboard.
And then just ASDF just kept scrolling across the screen. That was great.
Like, the you're about, I wish though, I think we mentioned this earlier, on the you're about to travel through time, I wish he had switched over to no, and I'm like, oh wait, no, switch back to yes.
I do like that. Like, the question came up and it stayed there, and he looked at him, and they looked at each other in a moment, and then he committed.
It was a time moment,
but then he had to keep hacking time, which was hilarious to me because it's not like whatever. That's like a movie thing. Like, in the movies, like, hackers are constantly doing shit, whereas in real life, you like write a program and run it.
And then wait.
And then, yeah.
It's like a lot of waiting.
So what I love was waiting. This was just second shy of 31 minutes long, and it was absolutely the perfect length. There was nothing.
There was never a moment where you weren't completely engaged.
There was one moment that seemed like filler, and it was amazing. It was the mustache, the German mustache.
That wasn't filler to me.
No, it wasn't.
That was the whole movie.
It was brilliant.
Everything before that and everything after was the lead up to the mustache scene, and everything after was the cool down.
There's just always so much to it. Like, when he dies and he's in heaven and he's with his spirit animal, the spirit animal breaks the fourth wall. Did anybody notice?
Yes.
It's in a cartoon.
It looks
so real.
It looks real.
There's also a butt clench.
Yes.
An animated butt clench. I appreciate the detail.
It's all the side-scrolling, like, Street Fighter game. That was so good. It was so good.
Just got the guys milling around in the background.
Where he kicks, like, he runs and kicks, but he just ends up, like, flat on his back. It still, like, hits the person, but it just looks clumsy, just like you look when you're playing one of those two games.
I love the one where he kicks the guy's feet out from under him, and he leaves his foot pointed straight up, and the guy's face falls under his foot. And that's when the guy gets knocked out.
There was another one where he juggles somebody.
Yes.
Like a good Street Fighter player. Not me. Like, good Street Fighter player would do.
When all the arm pieces are falling.
No, he knocks a guy in the air and then hit him like two more times. Like, if,
yep.
I loved when he kicked that guy into the eagle, and like his arms and legs turned into a swastika.
He falls and the blood splattered swastika is there.
There is just so much detail.
All of the splits.
It was so well thought out.
The dialogue was perfect. And, like, that scene at the end where Hitler's like, hey, you guys are really similar. Like, you're the same style. We're going to be, like, brothers. Killing people.
We even finish each other's
walls. You see the red?
She was choice. That's how I imagine my stereotypical Nazi is. Just like a Persian bro.
With the balls thing, I almost hope there's going to be like an x-ray vision of his Hitler's testicles breaking or something.
What is it with you and x-ray testicles?
It's because you've been playing Mortal Kombat.
That Mortal Kombat game. There's a Mortal Kombat finishing move.
Yeah, Johnny Cage.
No, there's all of them.
Where you nut crunch. If you see testicles exploding.
If you do certain combos, they all have like x-ray versions of these awful things you're doing to the other character.
You can play as Alien now, Alien vs. Predator. No, it is Predator.
You could say Alien from
Jason Voorhees.
Yep.
So I also loved his killing puns. I'm gonna rip out your spine. It's holding your back. It's holding your back.
That was my favorite.
Tank you was so good.
The disarm you was not. That's what I was gonna say. Disarm you was too cheap.
I'm good. Well, he did it before. He didn't kill the. He did before the kill.
I know. I was there. Man, were you fucking trashed?
I don't think Lena's got anything on me right now.
What are you gonna do?
My job.
I quit.
Who are you?
I'm a cop.
From the future.
Thank you. You're obstructing justice.
Send me back to the land of the living. I can't do that. You're dead.
You're obstructing justice.
You're under arrest.
Obstruction of justice.
Okay, so if you've listened to us now this for far. 41 minutes, you could have watched this movie and been done for 10 minutes by now.
And been basking in the afterglow.
Yeah, I highly recommend watching this while listening to us, but turning our sound down so you don't hear a word we're saying.
Turning our sound off, yeah, and then just watching it.
Or maybe just pausing and then coming back. And maybe having some drinks with us.
It's a podcast. So
but probably don't try to keep up with me, because things are getting
bad
over here.
Here's the thing. If you're going to sit around your table and just have some drinks and listen to the audio of this, like, send us an email. Like, maybe we'll hang out.
Yeah, just come. Yeah. I'll send you my address. Just come out. Just come over. It's Wednesday night.
I'll just invite everyone to Tony's house.
2016 Sausage Fest is going to be fucking amazing.
And Austin's leaving, so we got a vacancy for like a million people. It's happening.
I would actually recommend watching Fear this at least
thing.
Twice.
Fear of the Name makes
the
at
thing.
Least
the first.
I'm gonna watch it every day for the rest of my life.
The first time I watched it, I missed
that's
so
a good
many
life.
Details.
How are you gonna fit in taking the Hobbit's to Isengard 8 hours?
Guard. That's only an extra 31 minutes. I could probably do them both at the same time.
Ooh.
What did you say?
Did you see the video where Orlando Bloom does it?
Yes,
it's his choice.
Oh, that's not good.
No, Orlando Bloom
that is
very
good. That is not good.
What did you do?
She said it the same way when she said, that's good. So I can't tell.
Here, this will wash the taste out.
That'll be next.
It'll burn it out.
There might not be any left here soon.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, Tony, that six-year bottle is going to be killed.
It's going to be dead. That's the goal.
Tony, like, that thing could have its own retirement plan. It's worked with this company for 6 years.
You know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is when that's over, the podcast is done.
We're all on borrowed time.
Time out.
It's a dismal. This will be our last podcast.
It's a dismal metaphor for life. Our time is fleeting.
But it kind of looks like the eagle.
It does kind of look like the eagle. It's got that weird shit coming out of its face, though.
Yeah.
Rumpelmintz
but there's
is a
two
Nazi
heads.
Liquor.
No, there's two heads.
No, two heads are better than one. Sexually.
Greedy little bastard.
So how's everybody liking their first Skanksgiving? Well, not your first, but for the rest of them.
I'm happy.
Skanksgiving veteran.
The first one I listened Badges. To when you guys used to have the little side thing was...
What side thing?
Backseat box office. It's
no,
still
no, no,
around.
No. I don't know.
Adam's no. just, for the first time, hearing about Tony's side thing.
When it used to...
Tony's losing it? What? That thing I started like 8 years ago
and then took
like a six-year break?
I can't think of the name of the other site that used to where you could type stuff in.
Google?
What? Oh
no, that was our podcast.
Yeah.
When we did the video stuff. It was
Well, it wasn't on the
name
stream.
Ustream.
Ustream.
Thank you.
Well, Ustreamed it.
Because it was Multiplicity.
We hung a video.
Yes.
Oh, Multiplicity.
That was the first one that I listened to.
Fuck really?
That movie. I love that movie. She touched
so
my Pepe Steve.
A coworker, someone that I worked with, had mentioned it. Because we were just talking about movies and stuff, and a coworker, one of the IT guys, I'm lousy with IT guys in my life.
Well, this guy probably still listens to the show, and he's like, man, fuck that bitch.
Drunk ass bitch, can't even remember
my fucking name?
Trent.
I have a name.
His name is Trent.
What if it's not?
His name is Robert Paulson.
You've just committed to
his
Trent.
His name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Steve.
Trent, if that is your real name.
In death, he has a name.
It's Trent. And I
his
feel
name
bad,
is Robert Paulson.
Trent, Green something.
No, you don't say his full name. That's weird.
Green something isn't a name.
That's probably just the name he told you.
Well, he definitely doesn't listen now.
All right, Trent. Why'd you stop listening?
He's done. Fuck this shit.
Fuck this.
Is it because Deuce left and we don't do serious reviews anymore?
Did Deuce really do serious reviews?
Are we supposed to do serious reviews?
Deuce did some pretty serious reviews.
When he wasn't doing Bush or Walkin' or...
Listen, his Walkin' impressions are so good.
His Walkin' was great. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen
good
him.
Shit, isn't it?
Fuck. Oh, God.
This is the best stuff ever, isn't it?
Hey,
I've seen the way you masturbate.
Don't drink that.
And you're good.
No, it's not. Yes, it's not
Christopher
bad.
Christopher Walken.
It was still in my mouth. God damn it, Alex. It just burned for a while.
Hey, I'm clipping that out.
I didn't spit. I took it down.
I'm
like
clipping
a champ.
That out.
Like
it
a boss.
It was still in my mouth. God damn it, Alex. That shit is.
That wasn't
clipped.
Bad. It was,
it was much better than my ringtone.
Are you not in the BSP Dropbox?
Welcome to Skinskiving.
We have many clips like that.
I love the dick.
The dick.
Oh yeah.
I wish I could record some of the things my boss says, because out of context, hearing things like "I can't get it up."
I think my favorite one was "I wanna fuck you in the vagina."
That wasn't me. That was Eric.
No, that was Eric.
What?
And that's why Eric can't say the word vagina anymore.
He cannot say the word vagina.
He puts an F in front of the
vagina?
V.
It's vagina.
Oh, Eric. You make me not interested in them, and that's a feat.
You're turning me gay, but not because I'm attracted to you.
Were you there that day that he wasn't wearing a shirt? He was just wearing that coat? There's like this huge trench coat. It's just like,
Eric?
God, it's so just like accentuating his Eric, what are you... And Eric does not have the physique that you show off.
It's like scrawny pudge.
Yeah. Eric, where did your shirt go? I know you showed up here with a shirt. And you don't drink.
My favorite thing was the slap in the face during the video. Was Paul just walking up to him. Wasn't it him or was it Luke? It was him.
It was
Eric. Paul walking up to Eric and just slapping him in the face.
I haven't seen the video.
So you guys need to...
You have to watch This Is Spinal Tap.
You have to watch This Is Spinal Tap. Then you can watch This Is the Podcast.
For our 200th final
watch
episode.
This Is the Podcast.
So,
I've seen
so
it.
So do I.
It's really good.
So This
I've
Is
seen
Spinal
it
Tap.
Like 6 times.
Do you know what it is? It's a fictional documentary about a fictional band.
It's a mockumentary. Mm-hmm. Like this was the first mockumentary.
And so it's fucking choice. So for our 200th episode,
Fat Bottom,
we spoofed the mockumentary and we made it about us as podcasters as though we were longstanding rock stars.
it is a thing of beauty.
Like
it really is.
Rob Reiner directs the movie and he is the interviewer for the mockumentary.
He's dead, Tony.
Since when?
He's not dead.
Yeah, Rob Reiner is not dead.
No, not
Rob
dead.
Reiner died 2 weeks ago.
No, he didn't.
You're so full of shit.
To
the internet.
They did not.
To the internet.
Go ahead and continue your discussion.
Okay, Google. All right. So I played the role of Rob Reiner in the video. And like, I'm constantly pimping Sausage Fest throughout.
Oh my God. Dead or alive, Rob Reiner, there's a sight.
Okay,
Google.
Is this
Google. Page to find out if Rob Reiner's dead or alive?
He's still alive.
He is still alive.
Is Rob Reiner dead?
Sounds like yes.
No.
Google's still laughing at that question.
Someone died.
Rob Reiner death, 2015. Director killed by celebrity death hoax.
Perfect.
There you go, Adam. Snopes.
He is married to someone who is my age.
Good for him.
Us.
You
is it Alex you?
Was he married to someone my age?
Someone that was born on the same day as you? Named Kayla?
Is that where you went?
Did you go see Rob Reiner? He lives in Los Angeles, doesn't he?
Kayla's living that double life thing.
By the way,
I don't have to say anything.
He and Alan Alda do some of the two best chapters in the World War Z audiobook.
I still have not listened to that. I've heard
it's fantastic. I'm going to do two because, you know, Rob Reiner's.
I'm going to take some blue cheese shots over here, you guys. Is anybody with me?
I'll do a Rumpelmintz shot with you while you do that.
Gross. There's I don't know who's getting the worst end of that deal.
Everybody's losing.
I think I'm the winner here.
I don't know that there is a winner.
Like sixth or seventh.
I'm not sure if Tony is.
You don't even feel
taste buds
that.
The only way to
I can't
is
taste
not
anything
to play.
Anymore. It's fantastic.
I'm not playing and I'm still losing.
I'll drink your beer.
By witnessing?
Don't do that.
That'll give me a headache.
Like
a
yeah, but I said, that's not good for you.
What? You picked up like a 24 pack?
I got a 12 pack.
12 pack? 12
pack is fine.
Alex. Sorry.
You've had the. I didn't even see you drink. You're like a ninja. You sound so like.
I'm disappointed.
Adam, you've only had three. No, I haven't, because I was sitting here going, when is he going to start
drinking?
Listen,
if you don't drink the full 12, you know what that means.
You're a quitter.
Plenty of room for Soylent. Just pour some of that Bud Light in the Soylent.
I think I'm going to drink some Rumpelmintz to wash the taste of that out of my mouth. What?
You know, the chair is hurting.
Now that I think about it, you could say pour some Bud Light into and then insert anything after that. And
sugar on me?
Alex, how much Bud Light have you drank in your life?
None.
So you don't even know. It could be the best stuff you've ever had, and everybody
it could be better than
always
been
trolling you. They're like,
nothing
let's keep this ambrosia from Alex. This amber liquid of the gods.
Yeah,
look, this is Zeus's piss.
I don't know if that
is it Thor's?
No.
Because his pecs are epic.
His pecs are epic.
Thanks, bro. Stop! Hammer time.
Thor pisses fireball.
Yeah, kind of.
I wonder I like that so much.
Which
that's weird.
Thor pissing about? Into your mouth?
Guzzle.
What?
Cup the balls.
Alex, welcome to Skanksgiving.
We were going to talk about something.
He's
going to
kill that bottle.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, Kayla's going to tell us about being serenaded by tuba players.
What is happening? Why would they be serenading instead of playing their tubas?
One, it's impossible to serenade with a tuba. It is the least romantic instrument. The most romantic.
Or was it like the song of the universe?
The most romantic is the keytar. Hmm.
So while I was in California, around the week before Halloween, there was a bunch of parties in the neighborhood that my mom lives in. And it's like 99.5% Hispanic while
racist.
I was there, mine one half being the 0.5%.
Like the other half?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're the white chick in the group.
Right. And so they're having all these parties, and they're constantly playing like this traditional Spanish music. And then on Halloween, and Alex was there to witness this, they're playing this music, and it's like 1 o'clock, and this guy is just going at it on this tuba,
solo tuba, nothing else.
And we are like,
as
okay,
you do, I mean,
what is happening? And then it fades down, and we kind of like don't
down.
Even think,
bring
and
it
then
down.
It's just. me and my mom just start losing our
was
shit.
Was he playing the Game of Thrones theme?
No, he was.
Or was it Metallica's One? Because these are important questions that need to be answered.
I don't know what it was.
What does a tuba by itself sound like? It just sounds like a weird tuba noise constantly.
So I may have taken advantage of Best Buy having Metallica CDs for $4 on sale this week.
You
did you really take
advantage
of Best
Buy?
But
I went to Amazon because I have Amazon Prime.
You had to price match it?
They already did.
Yeah.
So $3.99 I got the black album, which I already own, but I can't find. Hey man,
did you get a seat on that reusable rocket?
I got Metallica's black album for $4.
What? Or are you Elon Musking over there with your looking askance at a reusable rocket?
Exit light. Enter night. Grain of sand. Off to never, never land.
Yeah. You're gonna get sued. I'm gonna tell you something.
No, because I'm stopping there.
Metallica,
I'm gonna
tell
you
something.
You know what? No. The song is wonderful. It's well written.
Are you trying to escape? No.
I am critiquing it. Therefore, it's protected.
I'm gonna tell you something, Tony, that you're not gonna like, but in time, I think you'll accept. Metallica's best song is a cover they did of another person's song.
No, it's not. Are you talking about Turn the Page?
Turn the Page is wonderful.
It is.
Their cover of Web of Turn the Page is incredible. Yeah. It really is great.
It is great.
But the original is actually better than their cover.
The original has 100% more sax.
Mm-hmm. Their cover is great, though. I will agree. Their cover is pretty fucking fantastic.
I guess you're reminding me of what happened at my office last Friday. We found out that my boss...
I saw that many years ago.
Started drinking Rumple Mints to completion?
Many years ago.
Because that's happening.
We found out my boss did not have key internet information. So we introduced him to Ninecat.
What?
Wow, I have no clue what's happening right
Epic
now.
Epic Sax Man.
Chocolate Rain?
I don't know. We didn't show him Chocolate Rain.
What do you mean?
I took him to the store.
So good.
Yes.
Did he find out what it's like to like turtles?
Like Moon Hooch all
no,
the time.
I like turtles. I did have to take him
to
the
store.
Wait,
you said he didn't have what?
He didn't have basic like meme information.
Did he understand that the hobbits were going to Isengard?
Internet information.
Like, I thought this was like we were going into some developer like.
No. Memes.
She was shutting down there for a second. Did he realize that we are taking the hobbits to Isengard? guard.
Now I get it. I did not see that before.
But yeah,
we pass it around so everybody can understand the joke that I had like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I did not.
Or 45.
No, I saw that on
Dolphin Free Cranberry.
Who posted it?
Because the bog cranberry dolphins
fake
get pulled into the nets all the time. Cranberry free
all the time,
or dolphin free cranberries. It's important that you.
I only buy dolphin free cranberries.
That's good. I just avoid completely because the whole industry is corrupt.
They're kind of dicks. They flood fields.
I just think that cranberries are disgusting.
That
you just not appreciate.
Well, and I'm pretty sure
cranberries on their own are disgusting.
I'm pretty sure the dolphins jizz in the cranberry bog. So
that's why they're
they
gelatinous
are one of only a handful of other species that have sex.
The dolphin jizz.
Science. This is a fact.
It's a fact that you should not look up.
It is a fact.
Are you rumpling your mints?
I am rumpling my mints. I got maybe two.
One and a half.
Two so, more?
I got 100 rumples left, but only one mints.
One mints.
I want another.
It's
going to
be bad.
I know you want to.
Bad times are coming. You can have another. It's fine.
So
the bottle will be empty either way.
I have too many.
Everybody should experience a 1 a.m. tuba. Just jam.
Remember when I forced you to go to Moon Hooch with me? And by force, I mean, do you guys want to go to Moon Hooch? And you're like, sure.
Because we had seen them before. We saw them the same time you did the first time. Okay.
Was it or was it not the most homoerotic experience you've ever had?
It was fascinating. Yes, it was awesome.
And the thing started
the experience I didn't know I was missing from my life.
They opened for They Might
Be Giants. Other than Kung Fury.
Other than Kung Fury.
They opened for They Might Be Giants that year, right?
Yeah, they did.
Were you the Jonathan Colton open for They Might Be Giants?
From Sweet
so good.
Moon Hooch or nothing.
Don't.
They Might Be Giants.
I need it. Give me that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You've ruined it.
He has to be able to finish it.
Oh,
it's on your tongue.
Oh, you can.
That's the best place for it.
Still in his taste mouth.
To completion.
To completion.
To completion.
I was lazy and didn't go to the pharmacy to get eye drops.
He's a little sick. It's all right. It's a little cough in his chest.
You feeling okay over there?
I smoke cigarettes, guys. It's just natural.
Right? That's legal.
That's legal.
That's legal for your age.
That's 100% legal.
Actually, I'm pretty sure you can smoke cigarettes if you're under 18. You just can't buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
There's some stupid loophole that the tobacco industry got in there.
Yeah, at my school.
Yeah, it's pro cancer. Are you not pro cancer?
No.
Okay.
This is Sausage Fest.
Fuck cancer.
It's Skanksgiving.
This is Skanksgiving.
It's Movember. Where's your mustache for one?
Thank you.
He's got it. Look,
you know I haven't shaved for like 3 days.
Holy shit.
You know what? Give me a week.
Admittedly, I've been working on this since Archon.
I don't understand why the right side of my face is growing longer.
I don't know. I was looking at that earlier.
It's because that's where all the hormones come from jerking off.
You know what, my science. Right side? I am right-handed.
Well,
I am right-handed.
Science.
Science.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's not how it works.
I'm pretty sure.
That's how it works if you don't fact-check.
Dolphin jizz and facial hair.
Oh, if you don't fact-check?
Yeah.
If you don't look it up.
Oh, so we're taking the Republican facts are all, presidential debate rules here.
All the facts are found in the back of the Rumpelmann's bottle, Alex. Always. You don't have it. You don't know.
Hey.
Says right here.
Not to get political, does it seem like there's a lot more pageantry to the election this time around?
It's so fucking hilarious.
So Ben Carson has bragging about stabbing someone. Mm-hmm. And people are like, you didn't stab someone. He's like, oh, fuck yeah, I did. What is happening?
Would not the best thing in the universe be fucking Trump just like trolling everyone?
Wait, fucking Trump?
Is he not?
Exactly.
Like,
he's
getting, he's gonna get the Republican nomination just to say, fuck you guys, I'm out.
Here's what I want to see. I want to see him pull like every publicity stunt possible. So like he's already using like super racist, like inflammatory things to get attention.
Sexist.
Next I want him to release a sex tape.
Oh, a sex tape.
I want a sex tape from him next.
You want to Trump? A few sex tapes tape. I don't ever want to
I'd watch
see.
It.
Watch that
You'd
hair
watch
flop.
It.
Oh,
back
Lord,
and forth.
Please.
I actually don't give a shit.
Stuck to his forehead.
Oh,
and, like,
just
sweat.
Like a sheet
I don't
of
rather
sweat.
Watch the Larry
this is good. This is good. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like the,
this
you
is
garbage.
Good. This is the best thing ever.
I am the biggest
it's
and
huge.
The greatest at sex.
It's huge. It's huge. You think that, don't you? It's huge.
The girl's just sitting there on her phone, just texting and shit.
Just a disinterested look on his lover's face.
The man.
The man.
It would be so much more interesting.
This is huge.
Huge. There's a group of people. Like, there's a group of people.
There's no H in that word.
Watching him in the bed.
Yeah.
Why does Donald Trump's family look like The Purge 3?
Wait, I've never looked at Donald Trump's family.
But the masks?
Yeah.
The Purge 3.
Yeah, like the next movie.
The one that didn't have Lena Headey in it?
That is...
Yeah, she's broke.
She's broke?
I don't know.
Just make that up?
Maybe. Check the internet. I don't know.
You know she's a raptor?
You don't know.
A laser raptor?
The laser raptor told me.
Somebody designed...
You don't happen to have like another little ponytail thingy, do you?
Somebody designed a bunch of
laser raptors?
Somebody designed a bunch of magic cards based off the presidential candidates. And it's so good. It's things like... one of them is like the debate. And it's like, take all of the candidate cards out of your deck, shuffle them, and put them out in a random order. Whoever's the last candidate out is disqualified automatically. There's another one where Bernie Sanders... gets a +1/+1 counter for every common card in play. Who's the crazy?
Until he speaks, because then I'm like,
who's the crazy right wing guy?
All of them.
I love listening to Bernie Sanders speak.
I can't remember his
who's
name.
The crazy.
There's one guy that's like super far to the right, and
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz's card is something like if Ted Cruz
is a drunk guy at the table.
Isn't he Canadian?
If he revoked his citizenship.
No, he's Nigerian.
He's a first-generation American, son of refugees, who's like, we can't have any Syrian refugees. What are you saying?
Two of Trump's three wives are immigrants.
Ted Cruz is like, if he's the card most to the right, he gets a +3/+3 counter. Otherwise, he gets a -1/-1 shit. These cards are so fucking
good. That's good. I like the meme I saw today where it was... So St. Louis has 40,000 Bosnian refugees. Tell me again why the entire U.S. can't have 10,000 Syrian.
Yeah, and they're like the no refugee thing is driving me nuts because people don't understand what a refugee is.
Oh,
man, they just think it's a person walking across a street or something like that.
We had a number of Bosnian refugees work with us at Bank of America when I worked there.
And you hated every fucking one of them.
Oh, that's fuck. So no, racist. I would have fired every natural born American employee to hire more Bosnian employees because those people like fucking appreciated the job that they got. Right? They appreciated every job they got. They're like, oh man, I was like a fucking engineer back at home and I'm just glad to be working a steady 48 hour week job.
Like a Bosnian thing. This is like a not American thing.
Yeah.
Right. This is someone who has not 300th generation American or whatever. Right.
Yeah, as like these people are like, hey, back home I was being shot at and my family being murdered every day, and here that doesn't happen. Right. So this is the greatest place ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was an engineer using all of my education and now I'm processing checks. This is fantastic because I haven't done anything in the last 6 fucking months and it's driving me insane.
And I'm over here complaining because it's Christmas season and there's 4 extra people in front of me at Schnucks. Fuck this place!
You're a dick.
Yeah, this is equivalent to
because
other people's families
Christmas
being murdered.
Music,
yeah,
God, Thanksgiving. God, what the fuck?
And Dearburst didn't have my chips.
God hey.
Damn it.
Hey. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, she did, but she kind of deserved it because she was a bitch.
Yeah, Grandma's just... All that racist shit she says about the northern Eskimos and shit. Santa.
What about the southern Eskimos?
Santa targeted her. There are no southern Eskimos.
That's the southern weather tribe. We don't talk about them.
Yeah.
They send all their men off to war. It's just like.
They're a bunch of sexist assholes anyway.
It's time to eat the shot glass.
Is it already that time?
It is that time.
The bottle's empty.
The bottle's empty, so something's got to happen.
The bottle's empty. Is this a metaphor?
No, it's just empty.
The lizard has been drained. I repeat.
I don't know about you. Yeah, that's about right.
What, for the size of your bottle? That's about the size of that bottle.
Yes, it is.
About the right size and shape.
Spin it.
No.
It's gonna go.
Spin it, but it won't go anywhere.
There's only like $300 for the microphones and however much that thing cost.
That's the most expensive thing. The microphones, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, $1 million right there, probably. About that.
We got a backup. I can just put my phone on record and see how that comes out.
We're like backing up to a previous point in the conversation where we quick saved or something.
Roll back the recording.
Yeah, I got hit by a mini nuke.
2 days
outside my power.
I just stopped carrying all that. Heavy.
Way to bring us back to the movie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, sure.
I don't really have anything else to say about the movie. It's a really short
movie. Other
than movie.
It was flawless?
It's, yeah. It
flawless victory.
It was very well thought out, highly detailed.
I'm glad it wasn't 2 minutes longer. It was the perfect length. It did everything I expected from it once I got into it and started watching it. Because my expectations were none. And then it got inside me. And I was like, I need a dinosaur. Oh, there's the Triceratop.
Yeah. Hold on. How often do you think to yourself?
I need a god.
Dinosaur?
The dick damage in this movie is insane.
I need a god. I need a Norse god. Fucking Thor shows up and he's a goddamn giant.
Yeah, I feel like Triceratop would give my old D&D champion a run for his money on a dick damage
is
competition.
This gonna be a gaming story?
We have
a moratorium on those, right?
I hurt a guy's dick with like 43 points of damage.
You attacked a guy and we told you don't stop attacking that guy because we want him alive. And we were like, can we convert that to dick damage?
Alex, razor lips of speed are not an actual D&D weapon.
That doesn't do damage.
No,
I don't think you can do a called shot for dick.
Oh, I did.
Why can't you?
Because I think it's extremities.
I had the guy on the ground.
It's not an extremity.
Is it not, though?
It's not.
I had the guy on
the ground. If they're naked.
Maybe, maybe not yours.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe.
Listen, are we going to play some BattleTech? Is that what we're doing here?
What? I'm in.
I got 8 hours.
Let's go.
Because that's how long it takes.
I'm in. I'm drunk. I'm fine. Let's do it. What's BattleTech? I need some dice.
What is going on with you? You ever play MechWarrior?
Yeah.
Is that a card game or board game?
It's the tabletop war game.
We could play Guns for Cash.
Do you have it?
I don't know how to play it, but I've got it.
I got to put on eye protection for that.
All right.
I have eye protection. Nice.
You're in. We got two people at the table ready to roll.
Ahead of the game.
Context. Get out of
here. I own the game. I have never played it.
I don't think you want to play that drunk.
It's got a gun. There's guns in it. There's foam guns in it.
Is there cash?
Really?
Maybe. Yeah.
There's rubber bands too, right?
I'm excited.
Shit. I don't think so.
Oh. Maybe that's not the one I'm thinking of then.
Hey, you guys remember last week when I totally annihilated all three of you on the same turn?
Hey.
In that game you made me play?
You remember
how I don't want to hear that you wanted to leave.
You're welcome for the assist on that, by the way.
Actually, I was going to say, you remember how I've never won a game of Epic?
Worm tonguing is a way of life.
I have won 2 games of Epic out of.
Did you see my sweet fucking. Six? Lord of the Rings burn?
Huh? Maybe.
No. Tony.
Which one?
House Orthanc this time of year. Fuck you. God damn it, Worm Tongue.
I played into it.
Yeah, I saw you.
I had to look it up because I couldn't remember what Orthanc was.
God damn it, Tony.
But I played into it afterwards.
I said it and I was like, yeah. And then like you didn't say anything and I was like, oh shit. Is Orthanc not the right thing? And then I had to look it up and I was like, no, I'm right.
You were right. You were right.
I'm solid.
And then I followed it up.
And then I was like,
because my Google Foo is strong.
And then I was like, I can't tell anybody I had to look that up.
And then he did to everyone in this podcast.
The tens of people that listen to this.
To Sam.
Hi, Sam.
LMGT.
I listened to the podcast when I was in California.
It was to keep up on
the I only listened to the ones that I wasn't in. I listened to Nightcrawler.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Where we filleted Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mom watches these episodes, guys.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Watches? What did she pull him up and just look at the screen? Oh, this is the best goddamn thing ever.
Yeah. Our listeners.
Is that logo getting sharper?
Our listeners are amazing, but our viewers, holy fuck.
Those are the people we want to hang out with.
Those people are amazing and need to donate more.
Yeah.
Same.
That's how we got Jolie.
That is true.
Hi, Mom.
Actually, the Jolie story is good.
The Jolie story is pretty good.
Yeah, she was just talking to Tony, and I just assumed that they knew each other. I was like, oh, hey, you should come out, like, for an episode. She's like, okay. And then later, Tony's like, I don't actually know who that person was. And I was like, what?
I just invited her to your house. Yeah, you did that with Daryl, too.
I didn't do that with Daryl.
You did invite Daryl to my house.
How did Daryl start? Who knew him?
All right, so this is a good story. We knew Daryl because of he was the social media liaison for Archon.
Okay.
When no one at Archon knew what social media was.
I mean, this was like at the beginning of
our podcast, both of them. Our first year. The first year of both Fear the Boot
2007?
And Fanboy Smackdown when it was still Fanboy Smackdown. It was, yeah.
Yeah, 2007-ish.
2006.
I don't remember what
it was. It was 2006. Because next year's going to be the 10th anniversary. April's going to be the 10th anniversary.
Gay?
Yeah. Mostly.
Gayversary?
He's going to fuck me up the ass like gay on Viagra. Like a fag on Viagra is what he said in the movie.
Yeah.
So we knew Daryl through that, through him being the liaison for social media at Archon, which is where I actually met Adam the first time at Archon. Actually, I met Melina first.
Because you had that sort of fucking like scrolling
kiosk. Name tag
button. Fanboy Smackdown. I'm like, I fucking hate this guy. Like, I hate this fucking scrolling LED thing.
So I met the rest of the cast, and I see this one guy looking really fucking like surly and angry at me.
Then we met out.
Yeah. It was over. It was over the Dungeons and Dragons movie. It was the monkey staff.
Fucking monkey staff.
So anyway, flash forward a couple of years. We're at the back when the Oscars still only did 5 movies for their best picture. Mm-hmm. The AMC theaters did a thing where you could go watch all 5 movies in one day. So we went, and Daryl just happened to be there. We're like, hey, we know you. Sit with us. And we get done watching the movie Milk. And he's like, oh, I lived in San Francisco during this time.
That's actually really cool. You should
come out for the episode.
Yeah, now I remember how this happened.
It was you. That's normally how this happens.
Well, to be fair, I did say for the episode.
Yeah. So he came out for an episode. And then after the episode was done recording, he's like, so what are we talking about next week, guys? That is literally how the end of the conversation went.
And to be fair, you invited us to Tony's house, too.
Yeah, and you never told us to stop coming either. So.
And then we invited us.
So basically everything is his fault.
Adam finds people.
This podcast has been going because of him since 2000.
He did not invite me.
I kind of brought
he
you here.
He
kind of
moved you here for the podcast,
but,
I think.
I was the intern.
I do feel like out of everyone here, I've actually moved you the furthest.
Physically, this is absolutely true. I sing your praises to people.
Don't do that. Don't tell people.
So the history
lesson. I sing
lesson,
Adam's praises to people.
Don't I give him a fake name. Don't worry.
That's Caleb good. Said something like, I love Adam, but I'll never tell him that. If I remember correctly,
you're awful. You're
to completion. I think
to completion.
Is the end of that.
Does she call you Adam in the heat of passion?
No. She calls me David.
He is better looking.
So Aaron was born in 2007. So in early 2008, something happened, and he was invited onto the podcast.
Complicated story.
While we were in the midst of a hiatus, because Julie was in the hospital for a month, so I like the podcast is on hiatus. I had like 3 episodes in the can that we hadn't released, so I was like, I invited him to the show. Hey, we can talk about Harry Potter movies because I knew the hook.
I was the hook.
We can talk about Harry Potter
you
movies.
You're catfishing.
I knew how to have it.
I know.
So I like, and he's like, oh, man, I'm not sure. I was like, well, you let me know. So I started releasing the last 3 episodes we had in the can. And this was at the end of the hiatus. Aaron was a couple months old. And I was like, all right, well, either this is going to be the last 3 episodes ever. This was like 2008, or he's going to join the podcast and we'll go on for a couple more months.
That was 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost 8 now. Cause it was January of 2008 when that conversation happened.
I remember.
It was February of 2008 when we first recorded.
I remember very clearly. Cause I was like, man, that was a 45 minute drive out here. Am I going to do this every week?
Yes.
Then it happened.
The answer is yes.
So
it's good. It keeps me from going to bed at 9:30 every night.
Yeah, so midweek, stay up late. So he joined the podcast.
It does break up the week.
And then the first week was Harry Potter. I don't remember what we followed up with. But there was like...
Gone.
That was probably...
Because we were doing Oscars. Yeah. We did Oscar movies right after that.
Yeah.
Because it was around the time of the... Academy Awards.
Yeah. So, like, he started coming out and was like, man, I don't like this movie. So then we'd have the conversation. By the end of it, he's like, this conversation's so good.
I mean, I do actually have a finer appreciation for film after having done this for so long.
I still feel like I don't know shit.
No, it's not.
You haven't done it for 7 years.
Here's the thing.
Or almost 10 at this point for me.
What really clicked film analysis for me was we had these conversations for years, and this is an experience you can't have because you don't watch the fucking Star Wars movies.
Nah,
but there's this series of videos that this dude Plinkett had there are these mockumentary mock reviews of the Star Wars movies done by this guy in this like over accentuated like hillbilly voice, where he goes through and he picks apart the prequels and tells you exactly why they're terrible. The problem is that the guy has like a master's in film theory, and so his critiques of the movies are like really good. Like they're mired in this elaborate joke, but the critiques of the movies are fucking solid. And like watching the videos, I was like, holy fuck, I didn't even watch movies the same way after watching these reviews of these movies.
The reviews are really good.
They're really good.
They're really good.
But like you have to have watched the movies to understand the reviews.
You have no interest in seeing the Star Wars movies?
Not really.
What is... It's the hero's journey!
And like
you told me that.
Have you seen
Joseph Campbell?
Have you seen... There is a new... they've done a new honest trailer for Star Wars Episode 4.
No.
Oh, it's good. Is it? It's really good. The end of it, they're like, Joseph Campbell's Star Wars.
God damn it.
It's so good.
I will review Mad Max again, though.
Why would you?
I'll review Mad Max again.
If it's called upon.
The next review, next week, we're going to do a comparison of Mad Max and Star Wars.
Star Wars is a good movie.
Well, Star Wars itself. Do the
Spectre. The new one?
The new no, none of that.
We'll do Spectre next week.
Okay. Force Awakens?
No,
I want you to know.
And then we'll do then
the Hunger Games movie.
Yeah, so I'm thinking Spectre next week since some of us have seen it.
Did it.
Yeah, I have seen
it.
Still need to
see. I figured you saw it.
I'm gonna try and come. Can I come even if I don't watch it?
Is the Hunger Games stuff dying down yet?
But you need to finish that bottle of Rumplemans first.
Okay, I'm on it.
First,
done.
And even if there was a drop left in there, I probably would. I would die. I feel like
you just need to smell
like,
it.
I feel like combining.
You just need to smell it.
I feel like combining peppermint and alcohol together is just nah.
Actually,
no, it's not bad. It's like peppermint.
The
it's
smell
just peppermint.
Isn't bad.
The peppermint smell.
It should
is
be just
bad.
Like drinking a hot candy cane.
It is extreme refreshment.
So the nice thing about peppermint schnapps. So the nice thing about peppermint schnapps is later. When you vomit it up, the room
minty.
Smells like peppermint. as opposed to it smelling like
vile.
Yeah.
It's thinking ahead.
It is. I'm just preparing.
So are we doing the Hunger Games movie?
I'm sure we will.
Yeah, maybe I'll see it tomorrow so people have to work in theaters.
So I think we're going
to
see...
Yeah, everyone should go to
Austin's.
At,
he works at your favorite theater.
I think we're going to...
That's not my favorite theater.
This weekend...
Too bad this
I need to see the first one.
No, my favorite theater is
the
Pair.
Oh. Because
it's so close.
So close.
And I can go see
I'm just curious. I'm just really... There's a thing that happens at the end, and I'm really curious what's going to happen in the movie. I don't see why it wouldn't, but...
I've heard... The guy at Subway who was making my sandwich just went ahead and spoiled everything about the movie.
So
for
did
me.
It happen?
Yeah.
I mean, it would surprise me that they didn't do it.
I know, it's just stupid.
I think I knew what you're talking about.
It's gay stuff.
Does Katniss turn into
a lesbian? Up. Yes.
All right. I was trying to think of something.
Or does Gale do Gale and PETA are they lovers?
Like to see
that happens
that'd
also.
Be a good twist. Like
Snow, I'm pretty sure, molests Pina.
Whoa, I haven't heard anything for like the last 45 seconds, and all I heard was Snow molests Pina.
I mean, he's probably done that already because they were doing that torture to him. And Snow's a fucked up guy.
Hey, you should read the books.
Snow looks
not
like
good.
Don't read the books; they're not good.
I'm not going to read the books.
I read the
first. Are we
going to
do the Star
it's
Wars
hundreds
movie?
Of pages. It's hundreds
yeah,
of pages of Katniss staring at
this
things.
Is important to me.
I have it on. I have Alex, it on my note, but I think
important?
I'm only on page.
The
three
Force Awakens is important
ago.
To me. It's also important to a bunch of people online who are upset that there's a black guy and a woman as the main character.
Have you seen?
Oh my
which
god,
is
that is just
to me.
So hilarious
it's
to me.
To me,
this
so
last week's this last week's SNL. Did J.J. Abrams came on and did the previously unseen casting videos. And so they've got John Boyega. He's like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm reading for... Wait, black stormtrooper? What? Seriously? A black stormtrooper?
But the stormtroopers are all Hispanic anyway. Like,
they're Samoan. They're not Hispanic.
They're not white.
They're Samoan.
They're not white.
That doesn't make them Hispanic, racist.
Whatever. My point is that, like, people are like, oh, black stormtrooper. The stormtrooper's already not white.
But they're not black either.
Aren't they head to toe covered in white armor anyway?
They're clones.
They're clones of Boba Fett.
I stopped
would you would
Jango,
know that if you would
watch Jango Fett. Jango Fett. Jesus, right. Tony, get your
Boba
shit
Fett
together.
Boba Fett is a co-clone of all of the stormtroopers.
I don't even remember all of this.
Have you watched the Clone Wars?
No.
I watched the cartoon.
The
movie, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The movie
so,
no, no,
chronologically,
the cartoon. The cartoon, yeah.
This
the,
new
the
movie
or the TV show?
The TV show.
No.
The TV show is
like
uncomfortable.
An episode.
It's uncomfortable.
It's not good.
No, it is good.
No, there were some episodes that were good, but most of them
were
not.
Every show.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's uncomfortable because like the stormtroopers are not treated like people, but there's enough character development with them that like they're consistently the most human characters. So it's like really uncomfortable, and it's intentional too. It's like, this makes me uncomfortable.
This honest trailer. Like, you have droids that have personalities, but yet they're bought and sold. Like slaves.
It's just really, there's a lot of uncomfortable things.
Chronologically, where does this movie fall into place with the other movies?
30 years Seven. After
the original?
The original trilogy. Three.
After okay. Return of the Jedi.
So if we were to get Alex caught up, does
you'd
he only
watch
need
all
to see?
You'd have to watch all oh. six.
No, no. Watch. If you're gonna, if you're really going to watch them, honestly.
I'm not.
Watch 4, 5, 2, 3, 6.
Don't watch 1, 2, or 3.
Don't watch 1, watch 2 or 3.
You gotta watch 1.
No, you don't. You don't need to watch 1.
You don't have to watch 1.
You don't have to watch 1 at all.
I know you don't.
Look, if I watch this, I'm also going to be playing Fallout at the same time. All
right, so if you watch 4
and 5. You don't have to focus on it.
To avoid spoilers, you watch 4 and 5, even though he's going to know it because of like cultural relevance. You watch 4 and 5. The spoiler that happens at the end of 5 happens, you know what it is, and then you watch 2 and 3, which lets you understand how that character gets to the point of being who they are at 4, and then you watch 6. Darth Vader.
I don't want to watch 1, 2, or 3.
All I'm doing...
I'm only thinking
doing,
about me Alex. In this.
All we're doing with Aaron is we're having her watch 4, 5, and 6.
Alex. What?
We're having Aaron watch 4, 5, and 6.
Okay. I just don't want to watch 1, 2, and 3.
Because I don't think there... I don't see that there's a reason to watch 1, 2, and 3.
I don't know. There's a reason to watch
Is
2 and 3.
Is 6 the new one?
No.
7's the new one.
7's the new one. So at some point, at about... Sometime between 5 and 6, George Lucas was interviewed and he said, I have the story written out for 3 trilogies to tell the entire story.
Well, he shit the bed on one of those 3.
Yeah.
He didn't shit the bed on the other one.
So this new one, it's owned by Disney now, right?
Yep. Yes.
Are we going to get like Mickey or Goofy showing up to help
no.
out?
We already got
yeah,
that in the
it's
going to
be like a...
Jar Jar.
No, like that game, that really good game.
Of
Kingdom
Thrones,
Hearts.
Yeah.
Kingdom
Hearts. Game of Thrones,
Hearts.
Yeah. Game of Thrones, fucking Game of Thrones, fucking Game of Thrones, fucking Game of Thrones.
I have collected several key swords in Terraria, Adam.
I wouldn't know.
Kale's got one.
Gay.
I still wouldn't know.
I collected that one, though.
No, Kale collected that one.
When are we going to play Sins of a Solar Empire?
What are you doing tomorrow?
You know what I'm doing.
We're all
giving thanks
we're
for
gorging
ourselves. First Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
While we recover, are we going to watch 2 episodes so we can finally fucking get the Toph?
Yeah, we can.
Sure.
It's Thanksgiving. We can do whatever we want.
Well, you guys are going to be busy half the day.
No, we're not.
We're going to be back by like
1:30. We'll be back by like, yeah.
1:30?
Yeah.
You guys know I have a 5 o'clock cutoff time, right?
No.
I'm not joking.
This wasn't announced to us.
I literally have something I have to do at 5.
Oh, I don't know.
Like what?
Masturbate?
The Packers game is on at 5.
Oh.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
I watch
things
every
that aren't important.
Packers game.
He doesn't get home till 6:30.
Who?
Austin.
What?
He works tomorrow.
Work.
You said you were going to go see a movie tomorrow to make him work.
That was before 5. Because you guys said you were busy till 2.
I work from 11:30 to 6:30. Want to drop by?
I won't say hello. But
I will say
by.
Hello now.
Knock something over.
Yeah.
You're not driving all the way to West County to say hi tomorrow?
No.
West Olive?
16.
I'll probably be overhung the rate I'm going.
Like a shingle.
I'm... I'm self-aware enough to know that at this point I should probably be drinking from that big cup.
Well, Tony, you got a big drive ahead of you.
I do. Those stairs.
That couch.
That's probably more likely.
He's going to put...
I'm going to sit on that couch and put Kung Fury on like four just fucking repeat, more times. Just put it on.
Let's just repeat. Go to bed to it.
Noise.
Wake up to it.
Action! Just wake up every half an hour to that.
Just wake up the hacker man.
What's going to happen is Netflix is going to stop playing it.
Then I'm going to wake up
and... Are you still watching Kung Fury?
Yes. Fuck yes.
There's no no option. It's just yes.
Okay, Google. Play more Kung Fury. That would be the best thing ever if that could happen.
Also can't stop watching Kung Fury.
Tony's wasting away on the couch. He
dispatching nachos to your house.
All right,
Tony. I want some fucking nachos now.
We gotta go look at Peach.
Peach.
I just stood up because my butt hurts.
We're an hour 30 in. Skanksgiving.
Reviewing a movie that is a half an hour long.
To everybody, say hi to your racist aunts, uncles, and grandparents tomorrow.
Right here, Alex.
This episode won't be played for a while.
Brown people.
I know, it still works.
The day after you watch this, still say hi to them. I'm sure they won't.
Yeah. What's happening on my TV?
They might deserve it.
And tell them you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders and just watch their face melt.
Continue watching Kung Fury. Resume playing.
Even if you're not going to, just tell them you are. It'll be funny.
Do you watch those videos I post of Matt Bellassai? The whine about it? Whine about it.
No. That's the one where he gets drunk at
Why
work.
Why are we even friends on Facebook? I don't even know. He posts a video about Thanksgiving.
That's the one where he's drunk at work, right?
Yeah, he gets drunk at work and he complains about shit.
Yeah.
Last week it was about pants, and that's the best one ever. Like a fire down my
ass. Oh my God, why is this so loud?
Perfect timing.
Because I did that on purpose.
I love the cigarette falling out there.
The first time I saw this, I was like...
Belgium
is that Tio Salamanca? But it's not Tio Salamanca.
Kung Fury's greatest hits.
That's impossible. Not for me, it's not.
I love the glasses push up.
Follow me.
I like the
AFK. I love
AFK.
It when he does it, like, when he's telling him he can hack through time.
Do you know him, sir?
You could say that. Hitler was a good champion. He was so good at
Kung Fu that he decided to change his name. To Kung Fuhrer.
That's pretty solid. The dude they have to play Hitler has the perfect facial expressions. Like, his face is, like, just fat enough to convey Fuhrerness.
Too much time.
If this is a fuck.
It's gonna be.
It's gonna be.
Fuck.
Laser raptors.
How'd she shoot if she was in
the No. She shoots him, then comes up over the hill. Barbariana.
That's a great name.
It is a good name.
I like how she looks to the left, like, wait.
She's reading, yeah, like she couldn't remember the rest of the line.
It doesn't answer the question.
Yeah. That explains the laser raptors. Fuck. Who's Katana?
Why does there have to be two of them? Why can't
you need a brunette and a blonde?
Why does Barbariana just show up like seconds after he gets there though? Like,
well, because Barbariana is riding the wolf, and you need Katana there to ride the T-Rex.
She was patrolling the valley to rid it of laser raptors.
Austin,
Katana.
Why are they sitting on a rock looking over a lake? That's a better question.
Because they need to call Thor.
Are we honest with you? That is never a question I asked.
She doesn't know that though. I'm just sitting on this rock for 5 minutes with this dude. All right, who are you?
What's up with their cleavage is the best question.
Looks like she has sliced in chest.
I looked at that and I chose looks like to just...
soot?
No, they're horrible fake boobs.
No,
I don't think they
and
are.
And there's more goddamn tracking. Thor!
I need to know more about this brilliant man.
Thor?
I love how from here on, all they do is focus on his chest. Like, there's no faces, just all chest for like 20 seconds.
Hello, it is me, Thor, son of Odin, and protector of mankind.
His pecs are all
check
weird.
Out my pecs.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro. Just also, flexing the entire time.
She's like, oh.
Anyway. Also, his pecs are kind of weird. Like, is that what's supposed to happen?
I just think he's like an old bodybuilder.
When he drops down, his legs are so incredibly white.
Stop! Hammer time.
That is a pretty fucking sweet helmet, though. I wear that shit everywhere.
Good luck to you, Kong Fury.
This portal thing, fight the Nazis. Like, weren't you just listening?
So I like how Katana's the one that helps him, but he's totally macking on Barbariana.
Have you seen the size of Barbariana's gun?
It's epic.
It's huge and black.
Thanks, bro.
It's much larger than the little Uzi. I like that there are Gatling guns and Uzis.
In the Viking Age?
Yeah.
In the Viking Age. That explains the laser raptors. Fuck! This is a good mustache. That tear is so perfect!
It starts and you're looking at it and you're like, that's a tear. And then it just develops.
And then he wipes it.
It's the best character. It develops.
I love...
Tank you.
I love the amount of detail on that tank coming down. Like the track moving and the gears changing. Like, they didn't skip... I am curious about.
I love how
he's not doing the salute. He's doing this, like with his.
What
hands.
I love is how it's how the two Nazi soldiers are speaking complete German through the entire sequence.
Actually, it's German and Swedish.
Is it German Swedish or is it just German?
I looked at it on IMDb
because I recognize some German in there.
Prepared for the show, Tony.
So they're not speaking English, but Hitler only speaks English.
The helicopter
rips off the arm, spins it, and turns it into a helicopter.
The sunglasses. Like you had to wait for Hitler to say get him.
Well, I love how at the end of the fight sequence too, Hitler's still standing behind the podium, and like out of the podium, like his dick, comes the machine gun. Like, cause it's right at crotch level.
He starts convulsing, too.
It was.
A gun? I guess I've lost the ability to tell the difference.
That could be risky.
Here it is. Here it is.
Swastika. You see him shaking the uh-huh. I don't see why you would need that in your podium if you're just talking to your men, though.
For this situation right here?
You never know.
A tank in there and then kills a bunch of dudes?
You never know when a kung fu master is going to come through time.
Hitler
fuck your shit
died,
up.
Though, from a bomb, but he showed up like an hour late to a speech or something like that.
I've seen Red Dwarf. I know all about it.
There were several. They also
Red Dwarf. I know all about it.
They also had a last minute change on another bomb.
Called time slides. The chemicals that they used to develop their pictures like mutates over the million years that Dave Lister's in cryosleep, and like when they develop pictures in it, the pictures themselves, if they project them, they can just walk into them and one of them's a picture of Hitler giving that speech and he like goes in there and he's like, oh, I stole Hitler's briefcase. Wait, what date was this speech? Red Dwarf is, if you haven't seen all of Red Dwarf is so fucking good.
It's totally what you said.
I'm sorry.
He's like a fucking RPG NPC.
You're under arrest.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
You're obstructing justice.
And you're Super Saiyan.
I watched this.
I still understand how he comes back alive.
There was this live.
He hacked him back to life. They explain it.
Yeah, watch. He hacks the bullet wound.
I hacked away all of your bullet wounds.
Oh.
Also, whenever he's coming back, it's binary all over, all around.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that bird.
I like how Adam took the longest way around.
He knows better.
No.
He knows I'll grab his ass. It's fine.
Grab ass.
Quick! Quit with a grab ass!
I'm curious about who had to go get all the props for the Nazi uniforms.
There's like a warehouse.
Is there?
Like in Hollywood. Like
German.
Nazi uniforms.
Check it out! Yeah! Yeah!
It's like Tom Fuhrer is just a little exaggerated.
Such a snake Plissken.
Yeah, it is. We could be brothers.
The names on the papers on the wall of the police station at the 804 mark are Kickstarter backers.
Aww. Nice.
Kung Fury Spirit Animal is a cobra running a jet ski. I agree.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
Kung Fury Magic got bit by a cobra and struck,
and struck by lightning and then passed out.
Triceratops is the least appreciated character in this movie.
He does nothing but dick shoot people. He dick shoots the shit out of Nazis.
Yeah.
That's the best part of
it. As one would do when faced
with Nine out of ten dick shots against Nazis. Those other two are shoulder shots, which leads to a dick shot.
That's not correct.
Let him.
We're fine. Everything's fine.
What? The math isn't right there. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Totally fine.
I didn't count. It's like...
It doesn't matter that you didn't
four
count.
Out of six dick shots.
I watched Katana and Barbarian.
Hey, like when you finish a bottle of Rumble Miz, you can critique my math.
Yeah, Alex.
You don't know what I've been drinking over here.
Let he who's drank the most Rumplemints cast the first stone.
Boom!
Everyone knows
I get to throw all the stones.
That all you're drinking is fucking Soylent. That's all you're allowed to drink.
Yeah, the non-compete.
I hooked up a keg in Tony's fridge of Soylent.
You have a Soylent kegerator?
I actually requested a Soylent keg.
What they don't tell you is Soylent has
a survey. They're like, what product would you like to see? I'm like, a keg.
That's not how that works, though. It's not carbonated.
Soylent is actually made with cocaine.
Gross.
So, like, I feel like Alex is winning.
Why do you want to drink
cocaine? Soylent is people. I don't know.
People from the 80s who did nothing but Soylent. Cocaine.
Do you know how many times people, coworkers have come in, what's that white bottle? Oh, it's my food. What's it called? Soylent. Like, Soylent Green? No.
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it's like.
That's what you tell them.
Yeah. Why would you say no? That's the that is the like direct reference.
You know that guy I fired last week? Didn't fire him.
He's not fired. Oh, I fired him.
That guy I fired last week.
Soylent White. They've just got like milking machines. They've just got dudes just being milked constantly. It's still his people.
My lunch is former co-workers.
They're very tiny.
Unfertilized? Are you just jizzing Alex's cup?
Is that not what this was? The documents I signed were very clear. But that's what this was.
Adam's part of
action.
Are we gonna say goodbye to the podcast, or is this just how it ends?
We're just gonna end it.
Goodbye, podcast.
Bye, podcast.
Goodbye, biceps.
Your sexy voice is the
one. Bye, my butt biceps.
Good night,
what?
Sweet vanilla
bye
sex.
My biceps.
I thought you said butt sex.
Butt sex.
Bye, my butt sex.
Oh.